So we sent our Jeremy to this house in Dublin 7 to find out exactly what's going on. And he is there now. Jeremy, we had a number of family members contact us to explain the terror that they're living in over the last couple of days. You are there now.
Yes, I am indeed. I'm outside the house that we've been talking about. And as you rightly said, we've been contacted by several different family members over the last 24 hours and worried about what has happened since this story broke last week. So I'm actually outside the house at the moment. In a few minutes, I'm going to be inside the house talking to some of the family members. Let me just set the scene of where we are. I'm not going to name the street, obviously, where we are, because we don't want to add to the problems that already exist here. So it's Dublin City Centre, not far from Dorset Street. It's a quiet little cul-de-sac. It's a residential cul-de-sac, lots of houses around, populated very heavily with kids. I mean, where I'm standing at the moment, there's children's bikes all over the road. There's little tykes cars on the ground. It's quite clear that it's an area that's highly populated with children. In this area, then, we have this house, which is a two-story house in which the family of this man are living. And we just want to stress again that he is not living there himself. Abdul Rashid is not living in that house, but his family are living in the house. Now, as we highlighted yesterday on the show as well, residents didn't seem to be happy with the news that he had moved out. They didn't believe that he was, in fact, moved to another location. The family say he is. And what happened yesterday is was the house was targeted again. And I'm standing literally at the front door of the house, and I can see the damage that was caused last night. The photographs are on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AidanKayandJeremyD, for you to see. And what it shows is the front window of the house, which is smashed. Now, what happened? We'll be hearing a first-hand account of what happened from one of the family members that was in the house at the time. But from what we believe, they were sitting in the house yesterday evening at 5:30. This didn't happen in the dead of night, Adrian. This happened at 5:30 when the children in the house were sitting in the living room as well. And what we believe happened was a bike was thrown at the window. A fairly large bike was thrown at the window with the glass coming in. And if you can just hear, I'm just going to put the mic up. Just one second now. I don't know if you could hear that. That is,
I can
the glass.
Hear that clearly, yes.
That is the glass that's still on the ground. The glass is all over the ground here outside the house. I'm looking in the living room window as well, and you can see the glass is put through into the living room. Had a child been standing at the window at the time, we could have been talking about a completely different story. But one of the children that does live in the house was in the living room at the time and not far away from where the window smashed.
Okay, you are going to go into that house now, and in the meantime, I'm going to talk to another have been subject to intimidation and terror and so on. And our Jeremy is in this house in Dublin 7 right now.
Yes, Adrian, I am. I'm in the house where, and I have to stress, where Abdul Rashid used to live, does not live anymore. That is key here. Just while you were giving them your introduction there, Adrian, it was interesting. Just to set the scene, I'm in the living room, which has the bed in it, the window right beside the sofa where that the bike was thrown against the window last night. And just before we came on air, I'm talking to Sani, who is Abdur's daughter. Just before we came on air, you told me your brother, what age is your brother that was lying?
3 years old.
He's 3 years old. He just woke up, Adrian, literally, as you were giving your introduction there, and the first thing he said was about the window being broken.
The window's broken. That's what he woke up with.
Is he aware? Obviously, he's not aware of everything that's going on, but what is he aware of? He was on the sofa last night when he was.
He is aware someone might come in. He has fear inside him now.
Okay, so you were telling me that he didn't sleep at all last
night. He didn't sleep all night. He had nightmares, and he kept crying, saying the window's broken, something's coming.
Okay, let's go back to the start of this story. I mean, most people are familiar now with what happened. How long are you living in this house?
6 years now.
And you've never had problems like this before?
Never, never.
You've always got on with the neighbours?
Yeah.
So in your own words, tell me what happened at 5:30 yesterday afternoon. So you were in this room with all your family.
Well, it started at 5:00 with the loud knock on the door. Our heart was beating really fast. we knew something was coming because of all the threats and everything. So around.
So what has been the worst threat that's been given to you? Not your father. Forgetting about your father for a second, because he's gone. When did he leave this house?
He left last week.
Last week.
Yeah.
Has he been back at all?
Never. No.
Does he plan on coming back?
No. Not with all these threats. No.
Okay. Can you give the residents and the concerned neighbors a guarantee that he will not be back in this house?
He will not be back in this house. Now they're trying to run us over this house, knowing that he's not here.
Okay, tell me about the worst threat that was given to you in the last couple of days.
They're going to burn the house. They're going to break into the window.
They don't mention names, but someone actually said they're going to burn the house.
Yes.
And here's you with, again, your cousin was talking to us on the air before this. How many children are living in this house?
Three children.
The youngest being your daughter, which is, what age is she?
11 months. She's 11 months.
11 months. And that's her on the bed asleep at the moment. She didn't sleep last night either, I believe, did she?
She was crying. She was crying as well all night.
Where was she when the window was put in?
Just near the window on the sofa.
Okay, the sofa, Adrian, is literally underneath the window here. So you had children sitting on the sofa when the window was smashed. Okay, so go back to 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. There's a knock at the door.
There's a knock at the door. Someone ran down and shouting rapist. Later on, around 5:30, we were checking on the window and we were sitting on the sofa then. Then someone just threw a bike at the window, half of a children bike, not the full bike, and they broke the window and I was just screaming. I was in a shock. My mother in a shock. She was upstairs coming out of the bathroom. She had no idea what to do. She thought we were dead or something. Something happened to us. She was stunned. And my little brother screamed really loudly, shouting, "The window's broken, my window's broken." He didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. And then I shouted through the window, "Why are you doing this? There's children in the house. Why are you doing this?"
Do you think because we spoke to some of the protesters and some of the locals on the show yesterday, which you will have heard in the podcast, were they aware yesterday that there were children in the house?
Jeremy, I live here for 6 years. These people all around the area knows there's children in the house, yet they're still attacking us. I don't know why. Because there's children in the house.
Okay, just take a moment. Sorry about this, Aidan. Obviously, she's very emotional about what's going on. And she said, I'm looking at the two children here. One of them is asleep on the bed. You know, neither of them got any sleep last night. The first thing the three-year-old said when he woke up was, the window's broken, the window's broken. These people are now listening to the show. In fact, we're probably going to be talking to some of them in the next few minutes. What would you like to say to
them? Why? There's children in the house. You care about your own children. What about our children? You know there's children in the house knowingly. And Beth, why did you lie? You know there's children in this house, yet you lied. Emma said to you, why are you lying? There's not men living in this house. There's women and children. Are we not humans?
Have you heard from your father? Have you spoken to your father since this attack happened?
No. No.
You've told me, you've said to the people listening that your father will not be, you can guarantee me that your father will not be back in this house. Why is that not enough? Why do you think that is not enough for these people? Why is this continuing?
I have no idea. I don't know if it's my color of my skin or if it's the culture or if it's my religion or the way I dress. Okay, because these people are on the area. They didn't see my father. And they know he's not here because my landlord let them know he's not here. The police made sure he's not here. So what are they targeting yet? Do they want to kill us or what? Are we not humans at all?
Jeremy, can I ask you to ask her a question if you wouldn't mind? Does she and the family and his wife have an understanding as to why people are upset with the crime that he committed?
Yeah, I mean, Adrian is asking, can you understand the anger from the community because of the crime that your father was found guilty of? Can you understand the anger, not towards you, not towards your family, not towards the house, but towards your father?
I can understand that, yes. I didn't want him here as well, because I know what people would think of him. So I want him gone as well.
What did you say to him when he was in the house?
I told him the same thing. You shouldn't be here at all. You know what's happening around you. And I called the guards as well, and I explained to the guards what's happening. And then the guards took him.
What did the guards say? I know you, after the attack on the house yesterday evening, you called the guards. What happened when the guards arrived and saw the damage that had happened?
Yesterday, they said they'll check who did this. They have a CCTV here, and they'll find out who did this. They're going to take the fingerprint on that bike. They took the bike. They called my landlord to fix the window as well. The guards made sure it would be okay in the house.
Okay, I mean, at this time, it's obviously you feel safe enough. You know it's bright and it's very quiet outside your house at the moment. What happens at 5:30, 6 o'clock when it's dark?
Around dark, loud noise on the door, either kicking the door or like someone trying to break in.
And do you see these people? I don't want names of them, but you know who they are. Do you see? Are their faces covered?
They run off. They completely ran off. Yesterday, around 5 o'clock, when they knocked the door, someone also threw a stone at the window. The window didn't break then, but it was two elderly men around 40s or 50s laughing. They're running away from the place after they threw the stone.
So these aren't children. These are men in their 40s and 50s.
These are elder people, yes.
Okay, what would you like to say? Because obviously a lot of them are going to hear this. I'd imagine all of them will hear this. What would you like to say to them? As the woman who's living in this house, you know, the daughter of Abdur, you're living here with your own child, your brothers and sisters. I mean, it's heartbreaking to see your daughter, who's only 11 months old, you know, asleep on the bed because she got absolutely no sleep last night. It's terrible to hear your little brother, who's 3, is that right? Who's 3 years of age. And you can see the worry in his face. He shouldn't be worrying. Is he normally in crèche at this time, or normally in school, or is he in the house anyway?
He's in the house.
He's in the house anyway. But it's sad to see him on edge as well. What would you like to say to those people?
What about the safety in this house of children in here? I know you care about children around you, but what about the safety in the house for the children who live in the house? I just ask you one question. Do you not think we're human? Are these children not human? Do they not deserve to live?
Would you like to be moved out of here? Is that an option for you? Obviously, you've made a life around here. You've been living here a long time. You know the people. You've always got on well with the people around here. There's
yes.
never been an issue before.
No.
Is moving an option?
They're going to continuously do that. They're going to threat us. Even right now, I saw on your Facebook, they're going to come after us now. Because we're defending my dad.
And can I just say that we didn't give out your address? I haven't even said your address on the show, obviously.
Jeremy, can I just ask a question?
Yes.
She just said it there, that people believe she's defending her dad. Is she defending her dad? Yes. Does she accept the crime that he was convicted of?
Okay, you believe, you were saying that the locals think you're defending your dad, or you are defending your dad. Are you defending your father? And if so, why?
Because he done nothing wrong. This is all what the media said. This is not true.
But Jeremy, the courts convicted him.
Yeah, the courts did convict him of that crime. So we have to take, you know, that's the law. We have to take that. I understand, and I know from talking to your cousin as well, that you don't believe that he was guilty. Unfortunately, you know, the law is the law. He was found guilty in a court of law, regardless of what you think or regardless of what your father is saying. You do not accept the judgment of the court, then, do you?
The court, the judge did not know what to say, so she left it to the juries. And then they decided it was out of suspect, they said, that he's guilty. But,
oh, no, but can you
they did not find any evidence that he did anything.
Okay. I understand how if you 100% believe that your father is innocent, why you would defend him. You know, he's family. But can you not understand that by defending him, maybe you're going to anger the residents more, whereas if you came out and condemned your father, that might change the opinion of the residents, because the feeling I'm getting is that they, you know, a lot of this anger maybe because you're defending him.
I'm not saying that I'm not defending him. I am defending him because that's the truth.
Okay, so you firmly believe, you all believe as a family.
But sorry, Jeremy, to cut across you again. I have to put it to you and put it to her that the judge in the court last week described the fact that he had an unhealthy obsession with a child. When anybody reads that, the judge said, Judge Codd said, he displayed an unhealthy interest in the child and was guilty of gross exploitation of the innocence of a very young child. That's a judge in one of our courts only last week.
Sorry, how would you like to react to that?
This is, okay, this is all what the mother said. It says it on the newspaper, what the mother said. What did the six-year-old understand out of all of this? What did she say?
Okay, but the fact of the matter is that this is what the judge said in court last week, that he had displayed an unhealthy interest in this child and was guilty of a gross exploitation of the innocence of a very young child. Do you not accept that your father did anything wrong?
He did nothing wrong. It's what the court says. Obviously, they're going to believe that. It's out of suspiciousness. It's not the truth.
Okay, so, Jeremy, I have to put across to you because I have to take a very quick commercial break. Stay with me for a second. I'll come back to you straight after the break. Don't go away. Hear me, or at least I hope she can, because I want to speak. I want to go back to one of the neighbours who lives close by, who's been on this programme over the last couple of days, and her name is Beth. Beth, welcome back to the programme.
Hi, Adrian.
Beth, it saddens me to hear somebody like this so upset with what is going on. What do you want to say?
Well, can I just start by saying that we said yes, we didn't want any harm to come to his family.
Correct.
That we just wanted him out of the area. It wasn't that we wanted, like, their windows smashed in or anything else. It was just that we wanted him gone.
Okay, so who's doing that sort of damage? I don't want names, but do you know?
I haven't. Like,
do you know
like
who's responsible?
We don't know. It's not, like, the neighbours doing it. It's obviously people that have seen it on Facebook.
Okay, now,
you know what I mean?
What Sani has said is that her father hasn't been there since last Friday and is not welcome there. He won't be there again. Can you not accept that?
Yeah, well, we're accepting that. We also know that he has been in a house nearby, but we also know since last night that he is gone now. So that's, our goal is completed. He's gone, and all the parents around here are happy with that once he doesn't come back.
Okay, because to hear, I know you weren't directly responsible, but this sort of hysteria has led to somebody taking it onto themselves to throw a bicycle through the through the front room of the house last night. You obviously want those people to stop, do you?
Yeah, like, I mean, the neighbours around here don't want, like, you know, all our houses are in danger of being smashed or whatever, being close to the house.
Sorry,
you know
Sani,
I mean?
Sani wants to get back in there.
Yes, she, go on. Yeah.
You're quite upset listening to what she's saying.
I am, because this Beth is with this.
Sorry, I can't hear Sani there.
Sani,
I can't
hear.
Yeah, sorry, that's
and
better.
Everyone around the neighbors, it was all of them together that did this last night, knowingly that they broke the window. There's children in the house. She is lying.
Well, Beth.
Sorry, can I just say, I was not even at home last night when this happened. Like I said, it wasn't the neighbours that did it.
It wasn't the neighbours
that did it.
Not
that I know of, anyway.
Okay. And you've no
idea. That's what the same thing Beth said the other day, last week, Thursday. Her husband and her was throwing glass bottles at my window in the backyard around 4 a.m. Around 4 a.m. until 4:30. And the police went in and asked them if they'd done anything. And she said she knows nothing about it. She said her husband and her brother left home in the night time. There was no one in the house except for her.
Sorry,
can I just clarify this?
Yes, Beth, please do.
Can I clarify this, right? There was, my brother had came over and stupidly did have a few too many drinks and threw some glass bottles over the wall. Now, I was in bed at the time. It was nothing to do with my husband either. And when the guards knocked, I said, I don't know, I was asleep. And I sent my brother down to the guards the next morning, and he went down to Mountjoy Garda Station, and the guards would be able to clarify that.
Okay.
I never said you weren't in the house.
Okay, Beth, I want to hear from you again that you and the other residents will be happy in the assurance that this man, Abdur Rashid, will not be back in this house, and this is his own family telling you this, and I'm trying to mediate a peace here. I am trying to stop a house with women and children in it being attacked again, and that message has to come from people who are resident in the area. Please lay off now.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. We're all happy. He's gone now. Do you know what I mean? There's no need for any of this anymore.